So again, we could continue on this, but let's just briefly touch base about IDH mutations and IDH inhibitors. Maybe to get into that, I asked you to pick out a patient who actually had a problem with treatment, and
Oh, yeah.
you picked out this 63-year-old man. So what happened there?
He's an interesting case. What was kind of funny about him is I was actually arguing to his primary oncologist, use azacitidine. And the oncologist did not want to, thought it was too risky, and in fact, read about the tumor lysis and said, that's too dangerous.
Wow.
Okay. So it gave him aza, and he didn't respond. The blast stayed absolutely unchanged. By then, I'd evaluated him and said, you know, he's got an IDH2 mutation. If he's really scared, we've got an approved treatment for him. He's now technically refractory, although his blasts were always kind of in the 15% to 20% range, technically sort of off-label because it was high-grade MDS. We just gave him that, but I said, on the other hand, now I've got to manage this because this is something you haven't seen before, or I'm going to have to at least teach you about this. This is real differentiation syndrome. It's not as scary as APL, where they're busy trying to die on you in the inpatient setting, but you have to be prepared for it. And I told him, okay, we're going to watch you like a hawk. Blood counts twice, two, three times a week. And we're just going to wait and see what happens. Because I think it's actually more common than people realize or than the label stated. And I think the FDA is presenting some data that says, here, we've really characterized this phenomenon, differentiation. So we gave him the pill. And I remember when I knew something was going on, he came in and said, this is like 3 weeks later, I feel funny. Something's wrong. I don't feel right. And sure enough, his white count had gone up to 20K and his creatinine had bumped to 2, but we were more or less ready for it. It happened reasonably quick. We quickly started steroids, even though he was diabetic, made it a bit of an annoyance. Got him on some Hydrea and kept the therapy going. Really, it was just 2 weeks or so of funny counts. It was pretty easy to manage if you know what you're looking for and are ready for it. It was still all outpatient.
So it looked like this patient had a great response.
Yeah, no, that was actually very impressive. He flew into remission, and it was actually, I think, what you call a CRH, because I think his platelets still never got above 100, but his marrow looked normal. We went ahead and transplanted him. And at this point now, I'm starting enasidenib as maintenance therapy. And that's kind of our new exploration too. It's like this was the driver mutation for his leukemia. He's transplanted. Maybe everything's fine. But in fact, why not do enasidenib as maintenance? And we're starting that as a clinical trial.
Do you factor into these maintenance decisions? I know you've written a lot about MRD.
With FLT3, we are going to be able to factor that in soon. All the randomized trials have MRD, measurable residual disease, as a marker, and it goes deep. You know, you're talking one cell in a million, one cell in 100,000. We can pick out, oh, you've got the ITD. The ITD mutation is unique. Each patient's got a different length. That's 33 base pairs, that's 21 base pairs. That's a signature for the patient. Not so with the IDH2 mutations. Those are point mutations. They're not terribly reliable as MRD measurements. So unfortunately, I have no doubt in 5 years from now, we're going to be moving into doing that. Right now, we're not in a position. I'm kind of just making the call, gee, maybe maintenance would help here.
So I see that you treated this patient with a differentiation syndrome with hydroxyurea and prednisone. What happened? Everything went away?
Everything went away. It's like, okay, that was easy. Creatinine came down. Creatinine stayed at 2 for a week and then came back down to the normal range. Literally 3 weeks later, all of his counts were normal and he was in remission.